这里看到大家每一个人。
And I'd like us to bow our heads this morning because I feel like especially that we need to call upon the Lord.
今天早晨我特别意识到我们每一个人都需要来呼求神。
Father, this morning we bow our hearts before you in the name of Jesus.
当我们今天早上将我们的心来到我们救主耶稣基督的面前。
We recognize within us are many weaknesses.
我们意识到我们每个人身上都有各样的软弱。
Some of them because of others, some because of ourselves.
有些软弱是因着他人，有些是因着我们自己。
But we've learned that we can come to you.
但是我们知道我们可以来到你的面前。
And that you understand them.
你理解我们的软弱。
And that you're able to help us.
你也有能力来帮助我们。
We've been ever grateful how you've helped us.
我们为着你这个帮助向你
无比的感恩。So we pray today that you will just speak to every heart and help them whatever their need may be. We pray in Jesus' name.
我们今天就求神来帮助我们每一个人，在我们每一个人的有需要的地方做工。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
We were all born with a fallen nature, sinful nature, the inner man, the spirit. We have a nature that turns toward evil.
我们每个人出生都是带着这个罪性，都是有这种罪恶的本性在我们身上的。
We see that very plainly is that our children do things that we feel very badly about, stealing and lying and these things. You never taught them. In fact, you may have tried to teach them against them, but it seems like there is something within the human heart that wants to disobey God, that wants to do what they want to do.
就像我们很容易看到小孩子，虽然你没有教过他做一些不好的事情，比如说偷窃或者是撒谎，但是好像在他的心里，在这个人，这种人类的本性的心里，就是有这样子恶的东西存在。
Now that's the inner problem that we begin with.
这是我们，这个内人心中内心本身的这个问题。
But as we develop as a person,From a little child to a toddler and then on up to the primary age and junior high and high school, college and adulthood. We meet up with a lot of different situations.
但是在我们每个人成长的过程中，从婴儿到慢慢的上学，小学、中学、大学，长大成人，我们会遇到各样各样的情境。
And many times, some of the worst situations is when we're so young, we don't know how to cope with them.
但其中很糟的一些情境，特别糟的一些情境是，当我们年轻的时候，我们不知道要如何应对。
That's why many times when someone is helping you emotionally, and they'll always ask you about your parents.
这也是为什么当别人在帮助你应对情绪上的一些问题的时候，他会问你关于你父母的问题。
Maybe you wonder why they do that.
你或许会好奇为什么他会想要关心你父母呢？
It's because they know that many of the bruises in our life begins in childhood.
是因为他们知道我们很多情绪上的这种伤害伤痕是在我们还是孩子，在我们童年时候就产生的。
And we're very vulnerable then.
那个时候我们很容易就被受伤害。
Now, when I talk about emotional bruises, I'm talking about the psychology, I'm talking about that part of you that has the, well, it lives emotionally. It's how your emotions go.
当我谈到这个情绪伤害的时候，我谈的是你们心理的，是你这个情绪上，情绪是如何的去发泄，去运转的。
I used to always start with the fact that if you would take an apple,Have it on the table, and somehow it brushes off and falls on the floor.
我通常会举这样的一个例子，像你拿一个苹果，把它放在桌子边上，它会不小心掉到地上，然后摔到地上。
Many times when you pick it up, it doesn't look so bad. It might have a little spot where it fell, but you don't think about that. You put it back in the dish.
就像把这个摔在地上的苹果刚捡起来的时候。可能并没有看到这个苹果有哪里受伤，可能在落地的那个部位有一点点小的伤疤，但你还是会把它捡起来，然后继续放在盘子上。
And maybe the next time you look at that, you notice it's turned brown around that spot that you had seen that it sort of had hurt it.
但是当你第二次再去看这个苹果的时候，你就会发现被摔的那个地方开始慢慢变棕色的了。
And if you leave it very long, you're going to see the brown spread.
然后如果你把这个曾经摔伤的苹果在那儿放很长时间，你就会发现这个棕色的区域会慢慢变大。
Now, if when you see just a little small spot on it, and you put it in the basket or among others, and just leave it for a while.
但是就是有这么一小块摔伤的这个苹果，如果你把它和别的苹果一起放在篮子里，然后放很长时间的话。
And when you go back, you see that that apple has a large spot now, and there are other apples in there that now have that same brown spot.
很长时间之后，你再去看这个篮子里的苹果，你就会发现之前那个小的棕色已经变得很大，而且它周围的苹果上也这样同样的棕色的斑点。
We used to say the rotten apple spoils the whole basket of them.
所以有时候就有一个谚语，就是一个坏苹果毁了一筐的苹果。
Now think about this as emotions.
你的情绪也是类似的。
And actually, we don't know that it's a black and blue bruise, but somehow something bruises that emotion, and it begins to sort of rot away. Not rot away, what shall I say? It sort of gets bad.
这也是像我们情绪上受到伤害的时候，就像这个苹果一样，啊，一开始是有这样一点点的小小的伤痕，然后再慢慢的长，慢慢的变大。
And over a period of time, something happens to that emotions have been hurt.
在经过一段时间之后，如果有别的事情再去触及这个被伤害的情绪的话，
there comes ever so little bitterness.
然后每一次这种痛苦，这种苦楚就会加多。
And the bitterness gets more and more.
然后这种苦楚苦毒就会越来越多。
And we see then it affects our lives.
我们也看到
because our emotions are so much part of our life.
我们也看到这样会它将会产生我们对我们的生活产生影响，因为我们的情绪是我们生活的一部分。
Now, emotional bruise is actually when somebody receives a blow to their personal identity.
这个情绪上的伤害有时候也就是有人对他这种个体的认知产生了一个伤害。
And when it hits your personal identity, we begin to, most of those who do that, it seeming are those who are in authority over us.
尤其是当我们受到这种个体尊严的伤害或者攻击的时候，你总会觉得伤害我们的是这种比我们更有权柄的人。
So now let me give a few illustrations.
让我来给大家解释一下。
Of how our emotions get bruised.
解释一下这个我们的情绪是如何受到伤害的。
The reason why sexual or, when verbally we abuse people, sexually we abuse them, physically we abuse them, we are not only abusing the body, but we are abusing the emotional life of that person.
就是当我们在不管是口头上的侵犯，还是性侵犯，还是身体上的侵犯别人的时候，你侵犯的不只是这个人的身体，也是他的情绪。
That's why some women find it so hard when they've been abused sexually when they were young to be able to really have a marriage that is normal.
这也是为什么很多女士在她们年轻的时候如果受到过侵犯的话，在她们长大之后就很难去维持一个很好的婚姻。
Because most of the time when you've been abused, even when you've been abused verbally, it does something to you thatsort of weakens you inside. You feel ashamed.
就是说当你受到侵害的时候，哪怕只是口头上言语上的侵害，会觉得内心好像受到了挫伤，内心变得软弱，然后有一个重担一样。
And so as we look at this, we recognize that something begins to happen to us.
当这样看的时候，我们就意识到有些事情正在我们身上发生。
We build what we call a wall of defense.
当我们这样受伤了，我们就会建立起我们这个防御的墙，或者叫保卫的墙。
And then as we build this wall, we are not really our true selves. This is something we have done to protect that emotional bruise.
当我们建起这样保卫或者防御的墙的时候，其实我们就不再是我们真正的自己， 而是我们建起一道墙来保护自己受到伤害的情绪。
I remember a lady that I knew very well, loved her very much. She was in the church, and she was having some real problems. Her father was a drunk. He would leave mother and go out with other women just about all his life. But at the end, she said, she came to us, she said, I really felt I had forgiven my father. But she said, I still feel so, I can't explain it to you, I still feel that way.
就是我举一个例子，我们之前有一个教会到的一个姐妹，她就给我讲说她的爸爸之前就很爱酗酒，然后她酗酒之后呢，就会和别的女人跑出去，把她妈妈留在家里。然后很多年后，这个姐妹就说：“我觉得我原谅了我的父亲。”
So、
但是你知道怎么解释呢？我心里还是有那种不愉快或者不开心的感觉。
I began to talk to her about her mother.
然后我就开始给这个姐妹聊她的母亲。
Her mother, she had built up bigger than life. She just thought her mother was so wonderful.She was such a wonderful mother. She loved her mother so much.
然后她就开始给我讲她母亲是多么伟大的母亲啊，她有多么的爱她自己的母亲。
But I began to dig.
但是当我们继续往深里面去挖掘去讨论的时候
，And suddenly she began to cry.
突然她就哭了。
She said, "You know, when I think back, my mother, when my father would do these things."My mother would talk about it and tell me, and I couldn't do anything about it, she said. And it was a heavy load the mother had put on this daughter.
然后她就说，你知道吗？当我小的时候，我父亲这样做的时候，母亲就会跟我分享这些东西，她会告诉我，这其实就像是在我心灵深处背负了一个对我来说很重的一个重担。
And she, her mother would needed comfort.And so she would talk to her daughter and blame her husband to her daughter and put all of her feelings on her daughter.
这母亲其实是很需要来被人安慰的，但是她就把对丈夫的这种抱怨都讲给了女儿听。
And the daughter would take all these things in, but she recognized she couldn't do anything about it.
然后这个女儿就听母亲这样一直的讲，但是她也意识到她无能为力，她不能做什么东西。
And so,She had a very bruised motion over this, but didn't recognize it was this.
因此在这件事情上，这位姐妹情绪上受了很大的伤害，只是她自己没有意识到。
She blamed her father.
这个母亲她就抱怨是她的，这个姐妹就抱怨是她的父亲。
But when she began to unload this to me,
但是当这个姐妹和我分享这些事情的时候
，She suddenly said, "Now I see what it was."
他说哦，现在我知道是怎么回事了。
Now I know what it was.
现在我明白是为什么。
And she was able to get out of that. And that bruised emotion was healed for her. She became, I tell you, she even had 5 children after that and she never had one before. Couldn't have children.
她也就从那个重担当中脱离出来，她这个情绪的伤害也就医治。她现在已经有5个孩子了，她在她这个情绪的伤害被医治之前，她是一个孩子都没有的，她没有办法有孩子。
You're not always sure exactly what did this to me? Why am I like this?
也许很多时候你不知道我为什么会这样，我怎么会变成这个样子。
Sometimes people take away your self-esteem.
因为有的时候可能是别人伤害了你的尊严，你的自尊。
If you're heavy, they'll call you fat.
或许你体重比较重，他们会骂你很肥。
And that can really hurt, particularly a girl. That can really hurt, bruise a girl.
对别人对人来说，尤其对女孩来说是很大的一个伤害。
They can, there's so many things. I know my own life that they always felt I was the bad one.
我。其实很多事情很多东西都可以给我们带来情绪伤害
I was the one always getting into trouble.
从小生长的过程别人觉得我是那个坏孩子我总是有各种各样的麻烦
My uncle said she'll be in a reform school before she's 12.
然后我叔叔之前都说你这个要去那个12岁之前可能都要进少管所了
And I really believed it. You know, I'm a bad girl.
我小时候也确实是这样认为的我是个坏女孩
But I had a cousin that lived in the same house. We were a bit like the Chinese. Different parts of the family lived on different parts of the house.
但是我有一个这个表妹和我们住在这个房子里面。
And she was everything that I wasn't.
她好像就是我的另外一样，我没有什么她都有。
Neat.
很整洁。
She was just a little fine, just a little lady.
就像一个优雅的小妇人。
She was very smart.
她特别的聪明。
And so, actually, I would feel they compared her to me.
所以我当时觉得他们可能就是把我和我这个表妹在比较。
And I didn't even realize how much it bothered me.
我甚至都没有意识到这个比较对我来说有多的受伤害或者是影响我。
And as I got older, I avoided her.
但是当我慢慢长大的时候，我就试图去避开她。
I didn't care to go to her house or to where they all were. I just didn't care to go.
我就不愿意去她所在的那个房子，我也不愿意去他们待的这个地方。
And actually, it was one time the Lord told me.
我清楚记得有一次神这样对我说。
That's why you don't like Maria.
他说这就是为什么你不喜欢他。
And so I began to search myself, and I saw that.
于是我就开始
检查我自己。I asked God to forgive me.
意识到了我心里面这个东西。
I may have asked my cousin too. I forget, but today we are the best of friends.
我或许也去。
I feel nothing.
表妹来原谅我，但是我不是记住，但是我们现在却成为了很好的朋
友。Actually, she told me I chose the better way of life.
她说我选择了一个更美好的生活的方式，就是去服侍神。
But all my life that was there, that wall against her.
但是在我那长的生涯当中，这个对她竖起的这个防御的墙、保卫的墙是一直在你的。
Sometimes parents give us fear. Sometimes they'll put us in a closet.
有的时候
make us stay there.
有的时候家长
become so fearful.
家长教训孩子，然后让他孩子站在那个小小的储藏室里，小孩子心里就会害怕。
Fear is very catchy.
这种恐惧是
really
is. 很让人难。
Dorothy's daughter, she's very afraid of lightning and things like that.
会传，会 catchy, 会传染。
这种恐惧是会传染的，就是像师母的女儿，她就很怕那个闪电。
Children are just the same.
然后他的这个外孙们也就是一模一样的。
So many times when the parents get are fearful things, children become fearful.
所以很多时候当父母很怕一个东西的时候，孩子好像也会怕同样的东西。
So where she got from?
The father.
哈哈哈哈哈！我女儿那个害怕从哪里来？
从牧师们。
Anyway, and we see that we can't all, and then have this thing of that people expect of us. And the Chinese children have a lot of trouble with this. You expect too much. You push them, and they can't make it, some of them.
家长对孩子的期待，家长对孩子有很高很高的期待，有很多很多的期待，很多时候孩子压根是达不到的。
It bruises them very much. Particularly when they can't meet with your expectations.
也会给他们带情绪的伤害，但他们努力却没有办法达到你的期待的时候。
Sometimes it also, this is a lot within the Chinese culture, is that sometimes they resent the love given their older brother. You know, many times the older brother has been, maybe not as much in this country, but it is in China, even till today.I remember getting into a car and the mother got in the back and we got in the back and I think one of the children and the little boy sat up front.
这个还有一种就是给人情绪会带来
伤害的。He was the oldest son.
特别是在中国社会，就是这种重男轻女，尤其是对一个长子特别的重视。我记得有一次我们一起去外出，然后开车的时候，我和那家的母亲，我们俩都坐在了车子后面一排。然后当孩子们开始上车的时候，那个大儿子就直接坐到了前排副驾驶的位置上。
And I don't know how many, I've had so many come to me through the years of women that are so resentful in their heart about this. And it's something that we have to recognize, that our self-image is very fragile.Any of us. You might say, I'm very, but listen, the least little thing that hurts you, it still hurts you even though you may feel self-confident. Because when somebody hurts your self-image and makes you worse and make feel worse, It's very difficult.
Now, 所以啊、我见过很多的这个啊、女士就对这种重男轻女产生的影响有很强的这种抵制情绪，是因为我们自己的自我的形象、自我的认知其实是很脆弱的。哪怕你外表看上去很自信、很坚强，但是有事情发生的时候，它会让你这个自我形象受到伤害，然后你就会感觉越来越糟。
You know, when we are born, we have a temperament. And that temperament has weaknesses and strengths. And a lot of times, those weaknesses that we have in our temperament,is those are wide open to these problems. Those of you that are very melancholy, that sort of live within yourself, that, you're not outgoing, and you don't have too many friends, but you have a good one, you try to have some that's your good friend that you can trust, but a lot of times, that kind of personality is the one that can get bruised,the worst. It's hard on them. And sometimes this is, and for all of us, it's what rules our life.
就是我们在中的时候可能性格里就有比较强或比较弱的地方，但是我们的这个弱点其实很容易受到伤害的，特别是一些比较敏感忧郁内向的人，他们或许没有很多的朋友，但是有那一两个很愿意相信的，但这种人是很容易受到情绪上伤害的。
So how do these things manifest themselves in our life?
那我们这些事情是在我们生活中怎么样展现出来的呢？
It probably has to the extent we were bruised.
或许是只有当我们受到伤害的时候才会出现。
For many, it goes off into what we call anxiety and panic attacks.
对我们很多来说就是那种
焦虑
和惊恐。
Sometimes we don't even know why we get them.
很多时候我们都不知道我们为什么会有这样的反应。
Suddenly they start in our life.
然后突然的这种反应就出现了。
But we really don't understand that behind them there is a problem, an emotional problem. We have built walls up to try to keep it from hurting us.
我们不知道的是在这背后有这样的一个情绪上的问题，以至于我们要筑起这个防御的墙来保护我们自己。
Now, a panic attack, I don't know if any of you have had them. They're not very pleasant.
这种惊恐和这种恐惧其实不是一个很舒服的一个事情。
You begin with maybe a combination of uncomfortable physical sensations. You feel upset emotionally, and your thoughts are very distressful.
或许是因为你这个身上受到了一些什么样子的攻击然后你这个情绪上就觉得很不舒服。
And many times it's that you become very nervous, very fearful, and you dread along with what these other symptoms. Your mind isn't straight, and your heart begins to palpitate. Maybe there's excessive sweating, trembling, or shaking, shortness of breath. That's one of the big ones, shortness of breath, feel like you're choking. Sometimes it's even chest discomfort, nausea.Feeling dizzy, unsteady, lightheaded, faint, chills, or hot flashes.
这种惊恐就会让你觉得紧张，会有害怕，然后有时候心跳加快，然后可能胸口疼，然后会觉得头晕，然后会有各种各样的这种这种情绪上和身体上的这种反应。
One of the greatest things is the loss of control.You feel like you're losing control, like you're going crazy sometimes.
最严重的是你会觉得你好像失去了自己的控制。
Fear of dying.
你害怕怕死。
But usually you have a feeling of numbness and tickling, tickling in your body. And these are the things that happen when we get these panic attacks. Yes. Yes.
当我们有这种惊恐发作的时候我们就会甚至是手会发麻，而且不管是什么年龄的人都会有这样子的症状。
And we don't recognize even what it may be coming from.
我们甚至有时候都不知道这种发作是从哪里来的。
We don't know what triggers it sometimes.
我们甚至都不知道这种发作是由什么引起的。
It may be a fear that you have, and somehow that fear just takes over you.
或许是你心里的一些恐惧，然后突然这个恐惧就占据了你。
unless it's a physical thing, like hormones or something, you're going to find that this is probably from a damaged emotion.
除非是你能知道是一个肢体上的一个事情，像比如说荷尔蒙啊什么的，其他的大多数都是由于这种情绪上伤害。
Now we build up, like we call walls. I said we build up like walls to protect ourselves.
像我刚才说到的，我们建起这个防御的墙来保护我们自己。
And I want to talk about some of the characteristics of those walls we build.
我想要和大家来谈一下我们所筑起的这个防卫之墙有什么的特点。
You find the one that becomes very passive. They don't want to confront anyone. They just want everything. They don't want to make any conflicts at all. And you'll find them many times people that withdraw or just let anybody do anything they want.
他们很多时候就会去选择逃避，避免任何的冲突，然后下意识的去躲避。
好，到底呢，我有两点稍微再补充一下哈。一个叫做自我的，你刚才说自我的认知是吧？哈，这个自我的认知在心理学的领域呢，是种自我认证，就像你的那个身份证拿出来，我是你的人，我是谁，我几岁这样子。那么在我们的心理上呢，有一个自我认证，就是我这个人是怎么样的人，那我是内向外，类似这样，你对你自己的了解哈。那基本上这个自我认证如果有落差的话，就会产生我们所谓的自我价值感不够，好，这是第一个重点。那么第二个重点呢，刚才提到中文没有帮你们翻转哈，就是提到说这种伤害呢会造成一些生理上，它跟生理是连结在一起的。那刚才陈月帮我们翻很多哈，其中有一个现象是最通常有的，你有没有在生气的时候喘不过气来？有没有过？你没有气过过气来的哈，那你表示你还不错。通常你很紧张或那个生气之后，人家会说深呼吸，有没有？好，所以这个感觉就刚才妈咪在讲的，当我们有情绪伤害的时候，我们常常会喘不过气来，只是我没有意识到，我们没有去注意到哦，我其实这个是一个情绪的冲击，是一个情绪里面有受到有一些伤害，那一次一次过去，到久而久之就产生刚才妈咪讲那些比较明显的症状。所以第二个重点我要讲的是，你的情绪的问题会跟你的生理连接起来，这个叫做心因性的一种疾病。
Okay, then you'll find people who are always saying things about themselves that they belittle themselves.
或者你会发现有些人他们通常说话的时候会自己贬低自己。
Because they've been belittled and they're trying to protect themselsby belittle themselves before anyone can belittle them.
因为在他们过去的生活中，他们曾经被别人这样贬低，所以在他们现在的生活中，他们就去自我贬低，以保护自己不被他人贬低。
I was very heavy when I was a child, into my teens, up into my 20s. I had a little time, I lost quite a bit of weight in there, but most of my life I've been very big.
在我小的时候，特别是青少年一直到二十岁，我都是一个体重比较重的孩子。
Because when you're fat like that, you're up for a lot of people making fun.
然后你知道，如果你体重比较重的话，就很多人来嘲笑你。
So I learned something that I could do.
然后我就学到了一个我可以做的一件事情。
Before anybody make fun of me, even when I used to preach, I would get up and one of the first things I would tell them, I said, well, I guess you can see that I like to eat.
所以我就养成了一个习惯，在别人开始拿我开玩笑或者贬低我之前，我就自己先来说，甚至是当我去讲道的时候，我都会站上去第一话就说，后期大家看到我都会说，你很能吃。
And I would always, I would find remarks to say about my weight.
自我嘲解。
所以我就经常会这样自我贬低，自我嘲解。
It was my defense mechanism. I learned that. It was my defense mechanism.
那个其实就是我自己的一个防御。
And then have you ever seen those friends or those people that wants to win friends?
你有见过有些人或者有些你的朋友，他们很想要赢得别人，赢得朋友吗？
They're bringing gifts.
他们会给别人带各样的
They're always trying to win your friendship.
礼物，然后他们想要得到你的这种友谊。
See, they're constantly seeking approval.
你看到了吗？他们其实是在不断的寻求被肯定。
This can be very, what shall I say?Very harassing to you. trying to always seek people's approval. And I think when we stop to think of that, it's a very demoralizing thing that you don't have enough confidence in yourself and enough ability to care about some of the things that some people try to win them by trying to give gifts and different things that they'll do. So it's one of the defense mechanisms.
所以当有些人他们这个需要寻求被肯定，他们就会心里极度的不自信，然后想要去做一些什么东西，或者给你送小礼物，让你觉得可能是一种骚扰，但是他们想要通过这种方式寻求赢得你的这个友谊，寻求这个肯定。
Sometimes they'll get what we call OCD. They're obsessive. They're compulsive. This is what comes from this type of bruising.
有时候我们会说到这个强迫症，或是有一些强迫性的特质，它也是从这种情绪的伤害来的。
And some actually becomes dysfunctional.
甚至会
they cannot keep a job.
甚至这种强迫症会让你没有办法正常的。
So when you see that brother-in-law or that son or something that just can't keep a job, then he is emotionally bruised.
就像比如说你遇到听到别人说，哎，那个男孩或者说那个亲戚，他就是没有办法在一个地方一直工作下去。其实其中一个原因很可能就是他受到过这种情绪上的伤害。Then
you have those that are withdrawal. We just withdraw from people. Do you know that all the big at least five of these shootings in schools and colleges were by young or were by men who were loners? That people pushed away from them and they didn't know how to become friends. 5 of them. This last one, it was pitiful. This last one had no father, no mother. He was pushed from one house to the other. He was, what shall I say, the kids didn't like him. People didn't like him. The police was there some 32 times to talk to him because he was threatening people. And why? Because his emotions was really bruised. Until he got to the place, he said, I heard voices telling me to kill people and told me how to do it.
所以当情绪受伤的时候，有一个症状就会选择要去逃避，就比如说在最近的这些校园枪击案中，至少有5个枪手都是由于情绪上受到了伤害，然后他们曾经被别人拒绝，比如说我们最近的这一个，他是一个孤儿，学校的小朋友们也不喜欢他，然后周围的人也不喜欢他，然后他被从一个家庭丢到另外一个家庭，然后曾经有很多次警察都上门去协调。 所以他这种心理的这种被排斥，导致了他这种情绪的伤害。直到有一天，他说他听到有声音对他说，要去把这些人都杀了。And
so this young man became a perfect, what shall I say, a perfect one for Satan to work on.
所以这个年轻的男孩子就变成了撒旦可以使用的一个很好的工具。
Paul told us, he said, when you have bitterness. He said eventually that bitterness will turn to hatred and that hatred will turn to murder. And I think of this young man and his steps. He was bitter toward the students and he was bitter toward everyone. Then he started to put pictures up of Hitler and all of these that were hatred people, hatred associations and societies. That became his pin-ups, and then eventually he went into murder, and he said it was the voices that told him. But this is the danger of emotional bruises that we allow, if they're very strong, that we allow, that can, without us really recognizing it, we can find ourselves into some deep trouble.
就像保罗之前说到的, 有心里有这种苦楚，会慢慢的转变成仇恨，甚至是去杀人。就像这个小男孩一样，他心里充满了对周围同学的这种苦楚，对周围每一个人的苦楚，以至于慢慢这个苦楚变成了仇恨。他在家里开始悬挂像希特勒呀这些很多有仇恨的人或者是组织的一些图片，然后你要看到最后他变成了一个这样子的枪手，这样子的一个杀人犯。其实 这件事情让我们看到我们心里的这种情绪的伤害，如果我们允许它继续的发展，没有很好的控制的话，它是会带来很大的影响，会来很大的灾难的。
There's many, many of them I could give you, but I don't think we have time today.
还有很多很多的这样的例子我可以跟大家分享，但我们今天是可能没有那么多时间。
But many times there are manifestations outward too. Not only these that we try to hide within us, but complaining is one.
这些症状并不只是我们内在的，我们可以自己尝试去遮掩的，而很多是要发散出来的，比如说其中一个就是抱怨。
Criticism.
或者指责。
These are the two that actually you have to watch so carefully.
这两个是你需要很注意很注意的。
Because that hurt that's in us begins, it takes a manifestation. And lots of times it's like this. Do you know that one that's very hot tempered? Many times that's the way it goes. That quick triggered we call them.Because there is such deep hate in their heart.
所以很多时候你会看到有些人觉得他们很易怒，很容易发脾气，那是在他们的心里，内心深处有这样子情绪的伤害。
I, you know, when I, my, with me and my cousin, I didn't think I hated her. I just thought I don't like her.
就像是我跟我表妹的这个经历，我不觉得我恨她，我只是觉得我不喜欢她。
When the Lord began to deal with me, he said, why don't you like her?
但是当神开始对付我的时候，神对我说：“你为什么不喜欢他呢？”
I couldn't think of anything.
我想不出来任何的。
Natalie, she was a fine person. There wasn't much to really even hate her for. She was kind to me. She was good to me.
她对我很友善，她也是一个很好的人。我想不到有什么理由我要去恨她。
So you know, today, if we're having some problems with our lives and say, Lord, you help us. I don't want to be this way. I don't want to be this way. But you know, like so many things, you've got to get to the root of what causes this.
现在我们很多时候遇到问题的时候，我们都求神来帮助我们。我们说我们不愿意是这样子，我们不愿意现在的景象。但是在面对这样子的问题的时候，首先你要意识到问题的根源到底是什么。
And when you get to the root of it, then you begin to acknowledge it.
当你发现这个根源是什么时候，你认识到这个根源的时候。
And only when we're able to acknowledge it can God help us.
我们必须要自己认识到这个问题的根源，神才能来帮我们。
Oh, you just say, my family's, they're critical. My family, all of them are critical.
啊，如果你就只是说啊，我家人们都是这种很挑剔的。
That means there are some very bruised emotions in that family.
啊，其实。意思就是说在这个家庭当中有很深这种情绪上的伤害。
You might say, my daddy had a bad anger. He was just so angry so much of the time. But see, your dad had a problem too.
I'm Irish.
You're Irish. Yeah, that's right. I'm Irish.
所以很我觉得你会说我父亲就是很容易生气很易怒。那是意思就是你父亲在这个情绪上曾经受到过伤害。
So,This is where we begin to do like David did. He says, search me, O Lord, and know me. And show me if there's an evil or something in my heart that shouldn't be there.
我们这样做就像是大卫之前啊，在
看一下这个经节，第诗篇139篇，最后。
What are we doing?
The scripture.
Oh, I see.
139
Matthew 9, 10 through 13. Somebody can read that. You can read it. Matthew 9. I didn't have that one.
就妈咪刚才说到这个大卫是怎么做呢？他就是求告神，在诗篇139篇第23节说。神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生道路。
So we see that there are hidden things in our heart.
所以我们看到，其实，在我们心里有很多是深藏的。
I went through this very much in my youth.
我知道，我了解这一点，是因为在我年轻的时候，我曾经经历过这些。
And I had many bruises.
我曾经在情绪上有很多的伤害。
And I had panic attacks. I had OCD.
我有这个强迫症，也曾经有过这种焦虑症。
I had phobias.
我有这个空间恐惧症。
Afraid of heights, afraid of planes, afraid of this, afraid of that.
怕高，怕飞机，怕各种各样的东西。
So I understand this very well.
所以我很好的，我很了解这个。
Now I was a person that was a sanguine. I like to make people laugh. I talk, but still these things went deep in my heart.
我是一个乐天派，我很喜欢跟人交流，我喜欢和大家一起笑，但是这些东西还深深地扎根在我的心里。
Sometimes we're not aware of, you know, when I think back about my life, I had a good home.
其实很多时候是我们自己没有意识到，就像我回顾自己的生活，我会觉得我有一个很好的家人家庭。
But my parents had circumstances where I was much alone.
但是我其实在我小时候有很多时候我是自己一个人独处的。
My mother was Welsh, and they showed very little emotion. My mother didn't show much emotion.
很少表现出她的情绪。
And if you'll read about a sanguine, they have to have a lot of emotion given to them. They need the approval. They need to feel that. And I lack that.
如果你读关于这个乐天派资料，你会发现他们很需要被肯定，很需要这个情绪上的给予，但是在我小时候我却没有得到这些。
I had a wonderful father.
我有一个很棒的父亲。
He was sickly, he had diabetes from the time he was young.
他很小时候就有这个糖尿病。
So he'd get up at 5 and go to work.
然后他就要早上五点起床就去上班。
5 o'clock, mother would have the lunch or dinner and he would eat and then he would either go to sleep or do something or most time you find him asleep after he read the paper.
然后晚上五点的时候我们吃完晚饭他或许就去休息或者去做他别的事情。
Now I never had a true conversation with my father until I was in my 20s.
我直到我二十多岁的时候我才第一次真正的和我的父亲有了这种对或者交流。
And so all of these things, somehow, they began to wear on me. And then I told you I had my cousin that everybody thought that she was great and I was a punk.
所以这些事情慢慢慢慢就在我的心里积攒下来，包括我刚才给大家讲到的，我的表妹，大家觉得她很好，我很好。
And to this day, I don't know why. If I would read some of these, I was reading them, I thought, oh Lord, I had that one too. And when I stop to think now,
如果我继续看这个症状，我继续读下去，我会发现，哦，我有这个，我有那个，我有很多这样症状。
My mother took me to a psychiatrist one time. It was a group of them. And then they said, there's nothing wrong with them. I think they were going to blame her. I'm a very good talker. Never went back to a psychiatrist or anyone to help me. I went through these things by myself.
甚至有一次我妈都去带我去看这个心理医生。
And then I began to realize, as I became a Christian and deep, and I began to grow, that God could help me.
但是当我慢慢的成为一个基督徒在神里面成长，我意识到只有神可以来帮助我。
And he took me through every one of them.
他也带我经历了这每一个。
And brought healing to my heart.
他也给我心里带来了医治。
Then I realized that,I'm a child of God.
然后我就意识到我是一个神的孩子。
Doesn't matter what other people think of me, I'm his child.
不管别人怎么想怎么说，是神的孩子。
So instead of that hurt and hate that was in my heart, he gave me love.
所以他给我爱来代替我心中的这个苦和仇恨。
He gave me so much love that most people never knew I didn't marry.
他给我了如此多的爱，让很多人都觉得他们不相信我从来都没结过婚。
And they'll always tell me, but you don't act like someone that's not married. I love the children. I just could feel love for people. That's what God did for me. But I had to start my journey. I had to become honest before God. It would be easy for me to blame my mother, but I don't blame my mother.
或许抱怨我母亲很容易，但是
she was a person of circumstance. She was the one in the family. She was next to the youngest, but she was the one that all of them depended on for all kinds of business. Take care of take my blind uncle to the hospital. All kinds of things she had. She just didn't have any time.
因为我妈妈当时虽然啊、是家里面倒第二小的，但是很家人都很依靠她，她要去做各种各样的事情，包括带我这个啊、瞎眼的叔叔去啊、医院。
My father later in life we became very close.
啊、我跟我的父亲后来变得很亲密。
I can't blame them.
我不能去抱怨我的父母。
And I don't really blame myself.
我也不抱怨我自己。
And you have to understand, you can't blame yourself for these things because they were things that came to you and they were the things that somehow you were vulnerable and you became very hurt in your emotions. So it's one of those things that maybe you can blame it, but blame never helps.
我也不抱怨我自己，因为我知道这些症状在身上产生，其实这些情绪的伤害到达我身上，我是很无辜的，我是被受伤的，但是抱怨不解决任何的问题。
Blame brings hatred.
而相反的，抱怨会带来仇恨。
So what we need to do is if you sense that there's something in your life that has made you act the way you are, feel the way you are, make you so easy to get hurt, and all of these things that Satan uses to help to push us down instead of lifting us up.
所以如果你能够意识到或者看到你生命中有任何啊、就是你的不管是行为还是感觉然后让你觉得你很容易受伤害其实这是撒旦在啊、用他的势力来压倒你而不是让你能够啊、站立得住。
And so let's look at these things and yes.、
Mm-hmm.好，那我再做一点点的一个，好，好，我们停在这个经哈，在中文是说神啊，来念一次来，中文你们念一次，一三篇的二十三、二十四节，好，一起来。
神啊，求你检查我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我。
那我现在把一个另外一个翻译用英翻译的比较啊、怎么讲比较白话性的我来念给你听哈我用中文把它翻出来哈神啊揭开我心里面的秘密让我一些迷失的想法我自己不知道迷失的想法能够被呈现出来然后看看我里面有什么sorrow 怎么讲难过 sorrow 伤痛啊伤害造成的痛苦啊看我的里面有什么伤痛看看之后呢你好带我本来我这条路已经迷失了带我走回到永生那条对的可以走回家的道路好、啊、那么这里有三点要强调第一点如果我们心里面这些伤害这些痕迹造成我们有症状等一下我再跟你解释哈前面一个是护卫之墙刚才黄金在问我哈这个我想我需要解释一下一个是症状是你已经有外面的现象你去医生那里他跟你检查哦有这个症状从这个症状来检查他那个根啊就是已经有那个外面的啦是有些是没有外面的症状的哈那这些呢如果你去找一个心理学家找一个这现在所谓的那种諮商父亲那个哈如果他不是用圣经里面的真理做根基他有很多学问他有很多技巧啊那么就像我们现在说的就是可能贴个止痛膏你懂了吗就好像呢我们从外面来减少症状可是就没有办法到那个根部哈、啊、以我跟妈咪多年来特别是在中国哈我们这里很多中国人哈啊针对中国人的大家一致的包括我自己包括妈咪自己有的这种里面的这些啊伤害过的痕迹还有外面的症状哈只有一个办法就像这里的祷告神啊人是没有办法帮你的人可能可以了解你顶多帮你找出原因在哪里啊接下来第二个我愿意揭开我把我打开来没关系我不怕我宁可呢啊让这个事情呢能够被医治 刚才它有一个意思，有点像我们的发炎一样，它会散发哈，会出来，它会发炎。这个发炎的话，你光是表面把它敷好了，下面发炎那个旧伤就是在那里。所以他说呢，帮我揭开来，我愿意面对它，多么丑恶，多么那个哈，但是不是丑恶。第三点我要讲啊，看我里面有什么伤痛。当你愿意打开让神来帮助你的时候，我告诉你，神看的不是你的丑恶，看的不是你的软弱，看的不是你这个人怎么那么低价值，他不是嫌弃我们，他看什么？看我们的伤痛，看我们那个需要被医治的地方。当一个医生看到一个病人想医治他的时候，心里面是怜悯的。你有看过两种医生是很有医德的，怎么样？他跟你一起痛，他很希望你不要痛，可是另外一种就怎么样？反正我就是职业化嘛，职业性嘛，你以前大概都是这样子，然后他不太在意你，只要把让你能够啊，就是好像应付性的啊。那么我们的神是那一位，我们讲过他医治我们的病啊，所有的我们的病他都了解，他都有能力，但是问题是我们愿意打开之后，他看到的是你的伤痛，不是你怎么这样子呢？怎么妈咪她是一个传道人，怎么里面也有这么多的，你甚至会恨她的表妹，她也不知道，她表妹也不晓得她恨她，你了解我的意思吗？所以这两节经节，如果你愿意的话，是很好我们跟神祷告的一个经节。神啊，我知道只有你，我向你呼求，打开揭开我心里面的，你从那些现象已经有意到了，好，然后呢帮助我看到我的伤痛，医治我。
Once we begin to acknowledge that, Lord, there seems to be something that drives me to this.
当我们意识到跟神说，神啊，我们意识到是我们心里有些东西让我们变成现在这个样子，我们需要你让我们看到。
Because we have to locate and understand what it is that has bruised our emotion.
因为我们要能够定位到底是什么伤害了我们的情绪。
You know, we get lots of times it's almost like an amnesia. You forget it. You forget what happened. You forget what caused this.
有很多时候我们受伤之后好像得了是抑郁症一样，就会忘记到底是什么伤害了我们的情绪。
So we have to understand sometimes, like one girl I was dealing with, she was telling, and I'm speaking about her mother and father and so forth,And all she said, my mother, of course, I think her father, I'm not sure about him, but the mother, she felt her mother, nothing, you know, nothing. We kept on talking. And in a little while, she began to cry. She said, I remember this. And she told me what she then remembered. And she recognized what the problem was from.
就像我之前跟一个女士在辅导的时候，他就聊到了他的家人，他的爸爸妈妈，他就说，哇，我不记得，直到有一刻他就突然开始哭，他就说，哦，我记起来我妈妈做了什么。
You can have a little child, a child in school that has trouble with his peers. He can't seem to work with them and play with them. And when you trace it back, you can find out it's because of his stepfather. And how the stepfather has bruised him.Could be anybody, could be uncle, could be anyone. And so it comes out in that manifestation.
如果比如说我们的孩子在学校里好像跟同学都处不是很好，同学们跟他都关系不好，其实你要去追溯的话，可能是因为他曾经受到比如说继父在他的情绪上给他来伤害，可能是继父或者叔叔或者是任何的人。
You know, a woman can feel enormous pain when her husband punishes the child. They don't want him to punish.
知道吗？姐妹们很多时候，当自己的丈夫在管教孩子的时候，都会觉得很痛苦。她不愿意丈夫去这样处罚孩子。
Was able to realize that this was because of what she took, the emotional hurt that she took.
然后她就会慢慢的意识到，她这种不喜欢自己的丈夫去查。孩子是因为他自己曾经受到过这种情绪上的伤害。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的工作。
He can, and as we ask, as we seek, and as we take this as a true job in our life, Lord, help me to understand. Help me to show me where it is. And eventually, as things go on, you will begin to find little things maybe that will begin to help you to see it.
当我们真的去寻求去啊求告神，去真的认真的跟神说，求神让我们明白的时候，慢慢慢慢你就会发现，也许就是一件小事，让你慢慢的看到到这个伤害是从哪里来的。
You know, if you receive a deep wound in your hand and you left the wound open, it would sooner or later get contaminated and infected.
就像你如果受到如果你手上比如受到一个伤有一个小的伤口如果你把那个伤口就要敞开的话它慢慢就会发炎然后会、那个伤口越来越大
Leave it open. It would,、okay. If you do nothing it would get infected
我不管它
And the same is true about the emotional bruise
这种情绪的伤害也是这样子的
The emotional bruise has an open sore called unforgiveness
这个、情绪上的伤害有一种就是叫做不原谅
Called anger
或者说是愤怒
called bitterness,
或苦楚
called depression,
或者是压抑
and anxiety, and it causes depression and anxiety to enter.
然后之后就会有焦虑进来
Forgiveness is the key to healing.
只有原谅是医治的唯一的这个、法宝
We have to forgive those who offended us.
我们要原谅那些饶恕那些曾经伤害过我们的人。
And then we ask God to forgive us for our unforgiveness.
我们要求神饶恕我们的不能饶恕。
And just let God take over that area of your life.
让神来掌我们生命的那个区域。
And ask the Lord to restore our soul.
让神来够复兴我们的灵魂。
But you see, in the area yielding to an enemy, and you can't yield to the enemy.We have to use the name of Jesus to drive out our enemies.
你知道吗？在那个领域，你不能去斥责或大声的去喊你的仇敌。你只有让神可以来在你心里做工，把这个仇敌出去。
He doesn't want to lose his hold on you. Satan doesn't, and he will fight you.
撒旦不想能失去对你的控制。
I mean, how does Satan fight you?
撒旦是如何攻你的呢
？He makes it very hard.
它会让这个事情变得很难。
You feel like you can't do it.
让你觉得你好像就是做不了。
It's like he loads on you.
让他把这个重担加在你的身上。
But somehow you have to break free and say, Satan, I want to be able to forgive.
但是你就是要对撒旦说，撒旦到一边去，我想要能够原谅。
And so the next thing we really must do then is when we must receive healing for that hurt.
下一件我们需要做的事情是我们必须要接受、这个针对这个伤痛的医治
Now, there are two distinctive、pictures of healing in scripture
在圣经中有不同的这个、关于医治的
The one is when God has to call off the enemy、
有不同的方法第一种是神要去、这个斥责这个仇敌
And soWe have to recognize Satan hates us, and God has to get rid of our enemy. Help us to get rid of our enemy.
我们要意识到撒旦恨我们，神也会帮助我们赶走我们生命中的仇敌。
And the other one is a picture of mending the net. In other words, he helps to fight Satan, he gets him off, then he begins to heal.By mending the net. It may not be all of a sudden, but in time it will come. I've had it come all of a sudden, and other times that God has had to help me as I went along.
另外就是神会慢慢慢慢的来填补这个破碎，然后慢慢慢慢的来医治。或许不会是一夜之间就发生的事情，但是神会在慢慢的来医治我们。
You see, if we didn't, close up that wound of unforgiveness, it would keep on going and going.
看到了吗？如果我们就把那个伤口留在那里，不做任何的处理的话，这个伤口就会越长越大。
So God will help us. He'll heal us.
所以神会帮助我们，他会医治我们。
And then there is this, the help that God gives us to strengthen that weak area.
然后我们要求神在我们这个软弱的地方给我们力量。
Satan will try to bring that back to you.
因为撒旦还是把这种伤害再带给你的。
But God said, cast down the images and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. In other words, whatever tries to say, you're not, God didn't do it, just push that aside. Get it out of your thoughts.
刚才妈说这是在哥林多前书的10章13节说到你们遇见的试探 无非是人所能承受的。
We don't want to go back and sorry.
神是信实的，必不叫你们所受试探过于能承受的，在受试探的时候也会给你们开出一条新路。
So we have to recognize that we don't want us picking at that wound. What happens? It opens again. We have to leave that there then.
所以我们当有这样子的伤口和伤害的时候，我们不要就一遍一遍的去把那个伤口打开去看发生了什么，而是去求神来医治它，去慢慢的长好。
Sometimes a feeling will come up in my heart about something or someone, and I say, Lord, you know I don't feel that way. Because you have given me the love, you've given me the forgiveness, and I'm not going to listen to that at all.
所以有的时候可能会有这样的感觉，让来到我的心里，让我对某件事或者某个人有这样那样的感觉，但我就会对神说，神啊，你知道这不是我真实的感觉，因为你已经我心里放下了爱和饶恕。
You see, we have to recognize that many times these things God allowed in our life.
我们必须要认识到，很多时候这些事情是神允许发生在
我们生活中的。He allowed them for a purpose.
他允许这些事情发生也是有目的的。
To strengthen the inner man.
这样做是为了让我们里面可以更刚强。
I know for me, it's to give life 25 years to trying to help people in this same state.
我知道对我来说，这种经历能让我能够有很这么长的时间来帮助和我有类似经历的人。
I would never do this if it hadn't been that. As I'm concerned, I'd just be kind and loving to people and that kind. But God gave me, He spoke to my heart. I knew that there was a need for this somehow. And what the Lord said to me was, when I say said to me, it's not Him talking in a voice that I could hear, audible voice. But it's something inside that you just know. And he seemed to speak to me and he said, now, you bring them to me, which he was Jesus. Bring them to me, Jesus, and I will take them to the Father.
所以如果不是我自己经历这么多的话，我可能也没有办法来帮助这些有一次情境的人。当我很多次说神对我说，其实不是说神真的用一种可以听到的声音来对我说，而是神在我的心里说话，对我说把他们带到耶稣的面前，耶稣会把他们带到父的面前。
And God sent me to China with this.
神也就让我带着这样的意念来去到了中国。
And the need was so great.
在那里需要是很大的。
And then I knew God's perfect plan. I went through this.
也在那里我知道了神这个完美的计划。
And God said, now, I want you to help others.
神就对我说，我现在想让你来帮助
别人。Bring them to me. Let them know I understand that I love them. And give them the understanding what these things are and how they can turn to Him.
把他们带到我的面前，因为我爱他们，我也理解他们，我知道要如何让他们能够胜过经历这些。
We also have to understand that in God,He works all things together for good. Even when it doesn't look like it. The final thing.
神在各样的事情上做工，都是为着我们好，这是为着是让万事互相效力。
And in these experiences, we can learn to rejoice how we know God works in our life.
所以在我们有这样经历的时候，我们也可以有大喜乐，知道神如何在我们心里做工。
And for many of you, you may never become counselors, but all with the experience you've had, there are so many people you can help.
也许你们不会成为，每一个人都成为这种辅导师，但是当你们经历神的医治的时候，你会发现身边有很多人有类似的需要。
Satan brought the bruised emotions through the carnal sin of the flesh.
God is saying, I can, 罪让这个情绪的伤害进入到了我们当中。
God is saying, I can overcome this, I can bring good out of it, and now you can go and help others.
但神说，我可以胜过，我可以战胜，让这一切都变成好的，你就可以用这个经历去帮助更多的人。
Don't spare despair, just let God use this in your life.
不要害怕，就是让神来使用你生命中的这些经历。
Is that all right? Okay. Shall we bow our heads just for a moment?
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, through the Holy Spirit, I trust that our ladies will have a desire, that they will seek you.
主啊，我们真是靠着圣灵，我们知道这些姐妹们有一个愿寻求你的心。
For these things that trouble them, they don't even know. I pray, O God, you help them through the Holy Spirit.
主啊，我求你借着圣灵来帮助他们，他们也许没有认识到在他们心里的这些情绪的重担。
Until they become free.
帮助他们，让他们得自由。
In Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.